We daven, I want to say a machshava, which is an introduction to Rosh Hashanah. We daven on Rosh Hashanah, Kosveinu L'chaim, Sefer HaChaim, Zachreinu L'chaim, Melachovitz L'chaim. I want to discuss for just a few minutes, what does it mean to live? What does living mean? I will say a chiddush here. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shaar Tshuva, he talks about a depressing topic which we'll skip today, about a person who, when a person passes away, unfortunately, it's a painful event for him. If while he's alive, he hasn't shtolled himself a vek. He says if a person lives his life completely sunken into taivis and desires and midas rois, so then he dies. Take him to Har Menuchas. And from the last that I noticed when I went to visit my parents last, there's no pizza store there. And there's no sushi store there. There's nothing there. Who gets it? You can't even get a shtickle lashon hara out of anybody. So he says, a guy dies and he's looking around for all the things that he needs. It's a painful event, but that's not the topic. So he says, what do you do? V'omru Rabbi Yisainu, I'm in Shar Beis Ois Yud Zayin. V'omru Rabbi Yisainu, Zechoyenam L'vracha, Chazal said, Ritzoincha Shaloi Tomos, you want to live forever? You want to live? Mois Atzoloi Tomos, so die before you die. Be'er Einyin. If a person wants to live forever, so then detach yourself from your constant dependency on Olam Hazeh. That's in general what he says. Okay? If you want your life to have a lasting effect and it doesn't just get cut off in the middle without a hefsik, so Mus Atzolei Tomos, an interesting lesson of Chazal, die before you die. Now that sounds very depressing. Die before you die. It's better enough you die. Die before you die. I want to explain what it means, if you don't mind, in the real understanding. And it's something which I believe could give us a little bit of a different spin on Rosh Hashanah. I want to bring three Makaris to something interesting, okay? What's called alive? What's called living? So, it says by Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu met up with Paroi, I know Paroi was a busybody. He asked him, how old are you? Listen to this pasuk here. Pasuk Vayigash. Here. Here it is. Vayoyme Paro el Yankov. Kami mishnechecha, how old are you? That's an interesting question. What's his business? Vayoyme Yankov el Paro, so Yankov said to Paro, Yimei shnei migurai shlesh yom ha'shana. My living days, I'm 130. Me'ad v'rom hoyu yimshei schaye. Yimei chaye were difficult, challenging. Such a complicated answer. He asked him how old you are. Say a number. He goes into a whole speech. You may be gura, you may chaya. Stay in the pasuk that there's two different things. How old are you? See, he said, kami mechayecha. So he said, look, if you're asking me, kama, you may migurai, how long am I dwelling in this world? 130. You want to know Shnei Chayai versus Gelept? It's a complicated shaila. Well, it's a whole spiel. Those Yankovic looks very complex, like it's a Jewish answer. Yes, your question, answer. Go to the whole spiel. Yimei Chayai, Yimei Migurai. He said, I'm not sure what you mean. You want to know how long I exist in this world? Yimei Migurai? 130. You want to know Shnei Chayai versus Gelept? That's an under Zach Gadson. I saw brought down one of the Bali Musa brings down an incredible Zach. In Parshas Ekev, there's a pasuk at the beginning of the parsha. It says like this. The fantastic Targum over there. It says like this. Man doesn't live only on bread. The person lives from Hashem's mouth. It says twice yichya. You don't live on bread alone. You live from the Eibishta. So the Targum, there's a mistake over here in the Targum in the Chamish Yichumish Torah. In the Mikros Gedolus, the Targum changes the word yichya. When it talks about lechem, the Targum says miskayim, exist. A person doesn't exist from bread alone. Kalmoitze pi Hashem yichya, says the Targum, yichya, you live. There's miskayim, there's existing, that's from the bread. And then there's living. So I exist from bread. Living is moitze pi Hashem. That's the second place you see. There's two things. Living doesn't mean living. And then there's a third place. It says that when they told Yaakov Avinu in Parashas Vayigash that Yosef's alive. So what does the pasuk say? They came back. Vatchi ruach Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu got a chiyus. Says Rashi, what does it mean he got a chiyus? What does Rashi say? What does it mean he lives? He's alive. Says Rashi, Shorso love Shechina. He got Shechina. The Shechina came on him. So by Yaakov Avinu, what's called gelept, what's called alive, he got a darga of ruah of nevuah. Rashi says he got back the shechina that he lost all the years that he was in Avelos. In the end of Parshas Vayigash, it says that Yosef HaTzadik gave out food to the Olam over there in Mitzrayim. So the Mitzrayim came to him and he said, in the end of Vayigash, it says like this, Vayoimru! So the Mitzrayim said, Hechi Yisanu! In Yiddish, his expression, Ogalep, you gave us life. I think Avolbe writes, but Yaakov Avinu, what does Vatchi mean? What does it mean alive? Ruach HaKodesh. And what does it mean by a goy? Hechi Yisanu. Ah, Azachius. A piece of kugel. Yes, Hechi Yisanu. The goy said, Hechi Yisanu. Ah, you gave us life. He gave. That's the Moitz Pilecha. That's called existing. That's what a goy calls Gelep. That's what a guy called Gelept. That's called Gelept. That's a life. And by Yankovinu, Vatchi means Ruach HaKodesh. So you see three places that life doesn't mean life. We see by Yankovinu, Paro asked him, how old are you? And he said, you're asking about Yimei Megurai or you're asking about Yimei Chayai? Which one? We see by Kilal Alachim Yichya Adon Kal Moitzapi, Targum says, by Lachim it's Miskayim, you exist. But Pi Hashem, it's Yichya, it's alive. And we see that by Yaakovinu, Vatchi means here, Ruach, what does that mean? I'll tell you an incredible Zach. The shocking Rashi embraces, that's mamash a game changer. By the creation of Adam Arishan, the Pasuk says as follows. By Yipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the Neshama into Adam Rishon. Vayihi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya. He became a nefesh chaya. He became a living being. So Rashi asks the kasha and says, Rashi asks, nefesh chaya, af behemah v'chaya niku nefesh chaya. What do you mean became a nefesh chaya? The behemahs are also called nefesh chaya. So what's the significance of saying he became a nefesh chaya? The behemahs also. Listen to the Rashi. Life-changing Rashi. Says Rashi, Ach zu shel Adam chaya shebekulam. You're right, they're also called nefesh chaya. But the Adam is more alive than the behem is. Avzu chaya shebekulam. He's more alive. So when it says that Adam originally became a living being, it says the animals also living beings. No, Adam is more alive. What's right, he's more alive? Says Rashi, Sheni toisef boy dea v'dibur, he has sechel. Pshh. a life-changing rashi. I would say, if I were to ask you, you have a human being standing in front of you, right? And you have a zebra. If I were to ask you, who's more alive? Who's more alive? You want to know who's more alive? So how do you measure life? I don't know. If you would ask me how to measure life, I would say you measure life by, what do they call in English those things you put on the finger to check the oxygen levels? Oximeters? What? No, not for the pulse. For the oxygen, by corona. You want to see if you're alive or not. What's it called?
Pulse ox.
No. Pulse ox? Pulse ox. Yeah. So they check to see the amount of oxygen. In Hebrew, it's called, the real medical name is saturation rate, to know how much your blood is absorbing the oxygen. In Hebrew, it's called saturatia. I'll explain it to you a different time. So if you would ask me, a zebra comes and a guy comes, and you want to know who's more alive, I would put one of these pulse ox on the guy's fingers. And one guy has 98. The zebra has 98 oxygen absorption. And a human being has asthma, so he's running at 83. Okay? He's taking steroids to try to open his lungs, his bronchial tubes. And his blood's not absorbing the oxygen. He's not alive. Who has more of a chias? The zebra. What's the shayla b'chal? The shayla? How do you measure? I ask a question. A zebra is more alive than a human being. Why? Why is he more alive? He has blood and he has oxygen and he has pulse rate. And b'chal, this yeshiva boy just got up. Is the chvukeshi alive? Right? What does Chazal say? Sleep is 1/60th of mavis. They knew what they were talking about. I think it went up already over the years. Probably already about, I would say, about 20% at least. Okay? Chazal said, it's interesting. This is one of the Mamre Kremers. What do you mean it's 1/60th of death? I'll explain to what that means. The Emes of Pshat. The other thing is like a muscle because you're not functioning, or the guy in the Diru who is Kipshutai dead. You can't get him up. He's in Harmanuchas, right? That's not what Chazal meant, by the way. Because Chazal says it's for everybody, even for the people who pop out of bed early in the morning, no matter what. What does it mean that when you're sleeping, you're dead? What does it mean that Rashi says, that the Adam is more alive than the behemoth and the chayas? The zuchayim mikulin, he's more alive. What do you mean more alive? Because he speaks, he's intelligent. He has a bit, what to do with life? Shteta, my rabbi saying all these mikomos, that there's different levels of life. There's a very interesting Ramban, which is not our topic today, but I want to send you the Maamar Mokum for those of you who have time, and you all have plenty of time. Especially over the whole Rosh Hashanah week this year. Yeah. If you haven't noticed. What? What do you say? It's Neira. It's not Neira, it's opportunity. A whole week of Malchus Hashem, we segue into the Gevaldik Aseres Yimei Tshuva. What could be better? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Snifla. What?
Make Rosh Hashanah great again.
Absolutely. First make Rosh Hashanah Bechal, then we'll make it great. One thing at a time. What's the pshat of this, brother? I'll tell you what the pshat is. What's the pshat kipshuta? What does it mean you're more alive? I'll tell you what it means. What it means is the Ramban says in Parshas Achrei Mois, it says, on the mitzvahs v'chai bohem, you live. It says the Ramban on Mavol Dikazach, he says the amount of life, kipshutoi, that you draw out of the mitzvahs depends on your kavana. If you have a kavana A, where you're just doing it to show off, you get a little bit of life in this world. If you do it l'shem shemayim, because of your shemayim, you get olam haba, you have more life. If you do it in ganzen, because you're detaching from olam haza, more. He says a lashon, I have it over here, I think. You have minei chayim, you have different standards of alive. I'll give a mashal. Everybody understands that a person Nebuch who had a stroke, who's in the hospital intensive care, on a ventilator, right, and a heart lung machine, Dalen will agree that he's less alive, correct, than a person who's healthy. He's less alive. Kapshuta, on all the vital signs, he's less alive. That Dalen agrees. The Ramban says that if you had eyes that were able to see, Not the type of eyes that we spoke about last night, Yidua, Beremis, for those who were there. Yeah. If you have eyes to see, you'd be able to see that the level of mitzvahs, how you do a mitzvah, is the amount of life that you are yoinik from the Eibishta. The amount of life. You're drawing life, you're taking life. How alive are you? So the same way you understand that a person who's in a coma, Nebuch, has X amount of life, and a person who's sleeping, Chazal said, a person who's sleeping is 1/60th dead, is the pshat is he has less chiyus kipshuta in his neshama. He's less alive. Then a person does a mitzvah with a zakavana, you draw out X amount of life. You're attached to Hashem. How much life do you take out of it? The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, Rishoyim b'chayim nikra meisim. The Rishoyim are called dead. So everyone thinks like it's a mashal. No, it's kipshuta. They're dead. They're dead. They have less oxidation. If you'd be able to take your spiritual pulse ox and put it on their fingers, you would say they have less chiyus. Rishon b'chayim kremesim. And the amount of chiyus that we draw from the Eibishter, kipshuta, if you'd be able to measure it on your finger, you'd be able to see. It depends how you do a mitzvah, with which kavana, and with which diktuk ba'alacha. V'chayim, kipshuta mamish. Listen to the Rashi. Rashi says that a human being is more alive than an animal. Chayim ikula kipshuta, because he has seichel. What's that mean? Because he has seichel. So he uses the seichel, like the Rambam says in Mori Nevuchim, to attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's more alive. The lesson of the Rabban is, Minei Chaim, you have different standards of life. We can understand in the physical world that a guy who's in a coma, and a guy who's sleeping, and a guy who's alert, is different levels of life. That we hear. Is in Ruchnius, it's Kipshutoi. There's different Minei Chaim, there's different levels of life. That's what Rashi says. A human being is more alive Then a chayah. No, here's the question. Rashi's b'megale, what's called life? The Sfasema says that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we daven not for the physical zebra life. We daven for the chiyas of the neshama of Zachreinu l'chayim. Give us life. Give us the v'chay behen. Give us the chiyas. And that's why by Yaakov Avinu, it says, v'tchi. Says Rashi, what does Ruach HaKodesh have to do with life? Because he got to such a level of life that he got Ruach HaKodesh. That's another level. Then it's, you have a guy in a coma, you have a guy sleeping, you have a guy who's awake, kacha kacha, and then you have a Zal level of life, a Zal connection to Chiyus, they get Ruach HaKodesh. So when Paroi said to Yaakovinu, Kama Yemei Chayecho, so Yaakov said, wait a minute, Chayecha, you mean Migurai? You mean how many lives am I here as a zebra? 130, he answered on the spot. You meant to ask Yimei Chayai, what's his galept? Complicated answer. So there's existing and then there's life. And what we daven for Rosh Hashanah is life. We don't daven for Yimei Migurai. That's the soid of chayim. That's the soid of a life. Zu chayim mikulan. You're more alive because you have seichel. And the seichel allows you to live a higher life. But it's not just a higher life as a metaphor, as a mashal, as a vart. It's a higher life, kipshutoi, to live a higher life. You're more alive because the day and the seichel allows you to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu and get more chiyas. Vashtei mindoch, the more chiyas you have, it spreads to everything. That's what's called alive. That's what's called living. That's what it means. Zachreinu l'chayim. That's what it means. Kasveinu l'chayim. And then there's a higher level. Rabbeinu Yehuda writes in Aleph Mem Beis. Va'oid yisfalo bal tshuva el Hashem. A person should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wipe out his averus. Yirtzeu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should want him. The taivas hatzadikim min haatzlochas lahofik rotzim me'ashem. Uritzoi noi, and living with his rotzim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. Hachayim hakayom v'amitim. That's the lasting real life. Brings a pasuk in Tehillim. Chayim v'ritzoi noi. Mori de Kazach. He says that that's the real and lasting life. What do you mean it's the real life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me. Why is that a taich of the real and lasting life? The answer is no, that's another level of chiyus. Living a life where the Eibishter wants you is more chiyus, is more attachment. Yeah, Lashon of Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu was a Rishon. That's called hachayim hamitiyim and kayom. That's called lasting life. Now, why is the Eibishter being happy with me? Chayim beretzoinoi. Why is that called life? Why is that called the lasting life? The Torah says because it's another darga. It's another plugging in. It's more oxygen. It's more connected. And then I get to even a higher level of life. Rosh Hashanah is a day that forces us to grapple with what are we doing here? Are you Yimei Megurai? Are you dwelling here? Are you existing here? Or are you living here? Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam Rishon was created. And the characterization of Adam Rishon is that he's a nefesh chai, a zuchai, a mikulan. You have a chiyos. You have a different life. So when we daven for life, when we ask for life, you have to know what you're asking for. We also have to decide what's important to you. Is it important to you, Yimei Megurai? Is it important to you that you dwell here? Is it important to you that you live here? Or you want to live? And if you want to live, there's no gvul, what's called living. For Yankovino, living meant Ruach HaKodesh. For a higher level, it's Chayim Beretzoinoi. For everybody on that level. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah means over here, what I started off with. Die before you die. It's not a depressing Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says something very simple. Where do you get your chiyas from? Where do you get your chiyas from? Where do you draw your energy from? Where do you draw your oxygen from? If you draw your oxygen from Olam Hazeh, that's your chiyas. So then you're dead before you started, because that's Yimei Megurai, that's not called Galept. But if you draw your chiyas from the Eibishter, from Va'atam Advekim Hashem Alekechem Chayim Kol Chamayim, that's called alive. If you live here, you continue living. That life is Amitim Vekayom, that life lasts. So is Musach Alayt almost, die before you die. What do you mean die? Where am I going to live from? No, you'll live. Don't live a life of Yimei Megurai. Most people, by the way, live a life like zebras. Yimei Megurai, they live in the world, they dwell in the world. And then there is us. We live. Imechaya, we have a life. Zuchaya mikulun, because we have Deya, we have Dibur. We live lives of values, we live lives of connection. And that's the chayim that we daven on Rosh Hashanah, yichdevenu lechayim tovim aruchim ul'shalom.